I know they're not going to say it, but the people who didn't like this album cover because it was anti-feminist were wrong. It is, of course, part of a metaphor, part of a larger commentary. Sabrina sent this email out today. It details the process of writing Man's Best Friend, who she wrote it with, the headspace. Then you get to this paragraph. This album reflects how unfortunately human it feels to experience love and loss. On top of the world one second, humbled the next, emotionally pulled by a leash and begging for treats, treats being the bare minimum. Emotionally pulled by a leash. Sabrina then recommends that you listen to the album in order. Listening in order helps you feel the physical push and pull of that leash. She seamlessly moves from songs that had me standing up and dancing into ballads that have me near tears. Emotional turmoil. It's about the metaphor of being so glorified to be called man's best friend. At the end of the day, they still treat you like a dog. When Sabrina released the album cover, I got this comment on one of my videos. This person said, art does not need to be virtuous in order to give a complex metaphor. That completely sums up Man's Best Friend. It's not virtuous. It's not for the pearl clutchers. But that doesn't mean that the album is surface level. This album is actually very sad. Once you get past the double entendres or quirky lyrics and start digging into the second layer, it becomes very clear. But I know that this letter will give clarity and a little bit more perspective to a lot of people and is worth mentioning.